Hi, everybody. Well, today is Friday, and it's the 13th of July, 2018. So Friday the 13th. So let's clear that for everybody. May seem like it's maybe a bad day. I don't know. I don't relate to that stuff, but we'll see if anybody has overcome their past. So here we go. Releasing this energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I better do it a couple more times. Some people, I think, are maybe stuck on that of being a ritualistic day or something. We'll find out more about the day. I think Anne has some information about Friday the 13th. So here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. There, that should feel better for you. And bring up your light beam or beams on your monitor screen or streams. And if you're wondering, talking to a few people, over the months, they always say that if they can, they put the light beam on their TV screen. A monitor screen, most people have large TVs now. So you get more energy coming to you because you have more pixels. So if you haven't tried it yet, I would suggest putting the light beam up for your healings. So that's one thing you can do. So anyway, let's energize and bring peace into your room. So here we go. Light beams being energized. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And if today got a hold of you and took you sideways or something, let's clear the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, and we have a new a healing room that we created on the light ship. So if you were on the call last night and tonight, if you could just maybe write in, and we could see how the new healing room is working for you and maybe everyone else so they can get an idea of what we have here. So I'll turn it over to Anne. So Anne, are you ready to go?
Yes, I am, Ron. Good evening and welcome to you and to everyone listening. It's Friday night, so it's Paranormal Friday, which is, I guess, quite appropriate based upon what today's date is and what Ron was just sharing with us. You're listening to Ron Amatron, of course, who is bringing us Source Energy and Source Energy Healing. He has a terrific website, creationlightship.com. When you go to it, on the right-hand side, you're invited to put your email address in so you can receive some emails from Ron. He doesn't send out too many. But he does monthly live healing calls. He does some special healing calls, one of which is tomorrow. We have a lot of things to cover tonight, Ron. So I'll just mention now that at 1 p.m. Pacific time, Ron will be doing a call to remove alien, not just energies from us, but actual apparatus things that are in our bodies, like hydraulics and hoses, from when the aliens really had us under almost 100% control. And they are, we're really making headway. They're pretty much gone. But we, if you're having any physical issues, you may still have some of this awful contraption in, on, or around your body. And that's what Ron's going to be taking out tomorrow. And you can go to his website again right at the top. You'll see the call listed. It's only $20 to participate. And you can be absentee for this one, for sure. So that means you don't even have to call in. When you pay, you will get an email back, and it will give you a phone number with a PIN number to hear Ron talk. And you're, of course, welcome and invited to be on the call live. But you don't have to be. If you have to work tomorrow or it's the middle of the night, you can still register and be a registered absentee. Do you want to talk a little more about the call tomorrow, Ron, before we move on? Or
yeah, that'd be fine. Yeah, I can. There are some people out there, even ones that are listening maybe, and maybe you've had this condition problem and you can't seem to, you know, get a remedy on it, even, you know, going through the, medical assistance stuff, you know, with the doctors and naturopaths and everything else. And they just don't know about hydraulic hoses and stuff being attached to you. It's out of their, you know, comprehension. And so had people commenting to me, in fact, probably many people that, wow, I had this condition and couldn't figure out what it was, had it for 10 years or longer, and was on the call, and my problem is no longer with me. So that's basically what happens. It's an energetic and also physical. Remember, timelines are physical. So we could look at it and say, well, yeah, it's an energetic thing because we don't see it on our body here, which is correct. But the timelines that you're living on and where these apparatuses are you know, physically seen on you, those are physical. So timelines are physical with them on you. Even though you don't see them here, they're hooked up and maybe somehow you're on a strange planet and the hole started leaking and you put your, duct tape on it from your spacesuit or, you know, pack of stuff that you brought with, your first aid kit, and it's still leaking and, you know, you're losing life support and everything else and it's contaminating you. And you know, this is all real stuff then. So just think of all the sci-fi movies where you've seen this type of energy and things on people. And it's brought back here. Everything that's connected to you on parallel lives, which would be your timelines, you know, and past lives, you know, it relates to you here. It's all connected to you here because you're the energy, say, person thing that is energizing all these timelines to be on. So they use your energy, and which is kind of sad because you don't even know what you're doing out there, and they're taking your personal life force energy to energize you in a hologram. And anyway, the call will help you, and maybe some people could talk about maybe what they have felt. Maybe you had something that was swollen for years, not knowing that you had this hydraulic stuff in you. It could be physical, and maybe never had it checked out. And you may just think it's lymph fluid or something, you know, your arm is swollen or whatever, might have some bumps on it. And then all of a sudden the call comes and your arm shrinks and you go, wow, what a coincidence. Maybe I had this hydraulic fluid in me that was in my arm making it swell up. So anyway, we'll see if we get any comments from people. You know, there's stuff in your mouth, you know, hoses and your sinuses and everything else. So, you know, they're all over your body. And the call can help you. Also, I'm doing clone skin removal from your first layer of defense, your skin, and then also from your respiratory system. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, terrific. That was very informative. And if you've not experienced one of Ron's healing calls that he does live, it's really quite an experience to receive all of that healing energy from source energy, and it's really great. I recommend it very highly. And you don't know what could be, you know, hanging out in your body. So even if you're not aware of a problem, it would probably benefit you for a $20, you know, in 2 hours on a call where you're receiving this wonderful energy. So I'll move on, Ron. And yes, Ron, as always, appreciates hearing from everyone. Yesterday, Ron started a new sort of healing benefit to us on the Wednesday water charging call. I'm sorry, no, yesterday was the, that wasn't Wednesday, it was Thursday healing call that he does at 5:30. And today was the entity call, and he even added to it. He put us in a special room and did another special healing where He had the healing energy from the light ship come right into one hand, kind of in the shape of a disc, and it was just sending energy through our hand, and we were invited to guide the energy with our other hand to the parts of our bodies that were bothering us, and there'll be more of that to come. So we thank you, Ron, for that very much. Okay, so I'm going to, and we'd love to hear from people about how that went for them and how they responded to that sort of extra special healing. Oh, I should add, and Ron, we forgot to say this part, it's main mission, if I got this correct, and you tell me, is to further untether us from the old Earth so that we're more on the new Earth.
Yeah, that's correct. It's to get you out of duality and all your stuff. All your baggage is in the old Earth, and you want to go to the new Earth where it's peace.
Right.
So that's available to everybody as long as you do clearings to get the densities off of you. And you can't think your way out of it because your thoughts are what brought you to it.
Right.
So it's a process of untangling yourself from thoughts, cellular memory, and past lives, timelines, your ancestral DNA. This is all stuff that you need to shed. So that you can have your body evolve and have it have a better life. So back to you.
Okay, and someone did write in yesterday, actually, Ron. Or no, they may have written in today, but so they say, thank you, Ron. The new room was very powerful. So nice to disconnect body organs, in my case, and take them to the new Earth. With the extra time, I picked a new organ every 30 minutes. Hope this was okay. Went right to bed after, feeling so peaceful. So isn't that a great idea, Ron?
Yeah, that's good. Uh-huh.
I feel like it's an opportunity for physical bodies to catch up and be 100% on the new Earth. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, and the people on the call today have extra time on the light ship. In that healing room. So they're still there having their healings. So back to you, Ann.
Right. And Ron does a series of calls every month, and there's a big, generous discount if you sign up for the whole month. However, if you want to just try one of his weekday calls, they're also only $20, and you can also sign up for them very easily. You pay through PayPal on Ron's website. So we have a few people, Ron, wrote in about today, starting with the person that just wrote that nice testimonial, then woke up feeling awful today. Maybe some storms came through last night, the state being what it is the earth out of alignment? I felt like my head was in two places. I could barely get out of bed. Thanks for your input.
Yeah, I didn't feel it too much, but the Earth, looking back on it, it's like they're trying to split the Earth in two, possibly, or something like that. So maybe they're trying to make two identical timelines and put you on each one of those, possibly. And that could be kind of disconcerting, having this situation where you don't know where you are and feeling yourself split. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, and here's another one, Ron. This email comes from a listener in India, and so they have an interesting idea about today. Today has been an extremely intense day. I've been getting triggered by clones and situations since morning. I'm feeling nauseous, and my whole body is aching. I Googled the date and realized that not only is today Friday the 13th, it's also a new moon, which they're calling a dark supermoon, and it's a solar eclipse as well. This seems like a very auspicious day for aliens. I'm clearing the date on the natal barcode removal. I'm also running the planet star cording removal for moons. Next, I need to timeline crash the date. My question is, has the Earth also been thrown out of alignment by this super alien supermoon? Thank you.
I would say it has been, yes. But I'm working on it whenever I sense a change. So I don't see it being out of whack right now. That's you, Ann.
Great. But thank you very much for sending that in, because Ron has said if you feel like, you know, things are a little bit wacky, to write in. So one listener, Ron, sent in a little information about today's date that I thought might be interesting to read, just to underline for everyone how important it is to keep these dates clear. Ron, at the beginning of every call, or show, radio show rather, Ron clears the date for us, and it's always helpful and very powerful thing to do. And this is a little more information about why it's important. It's not clear when or why Friday the 13th became associated with bad luck. The association may be biblical, given that the 13th guest at the Last Supper betrayed Jesus. His crucifixion was the next day, apparently a Friday. Or maybe 13 suffers from coming after the more pleasing number 12, which gets to number the months, the days of Christmas, and even the eggs in a dozen. There are also 12 signs of the zodiac, 12 gods of Olympus, 12 labors of Hercules, 12 tribes of Israel, and 12 apostles of Jesus. Whatever the reason, fear of 13 has spread far and wide. Hotels and hospitals often skip the 13th floor, and even airports quietly omit gate 13 sometimes. If you think your Friday the 13th is likely to be bad, be glad you aren't 14th century Knight Templar, a 14th century Knight Templar, on, I won't say the date, but a long time ago in the 1300s, officers of King Philip IV of France raided the homes of thousands of these Crusades warriors, imprisoning them on charges of illegal activities. Though no charges were proven, more than 100 died of terrible torture, according to the tales of the Knights Templar. So, a lot of weird, oh, does Friday the 13th freak you out? If so, hold on to your rabbit's foot extra tight, because there are three of the supposedly unlucky dates in 2000. Okay, those are past. Good. So there's other unlucky dates when there's triple and double 13s, et cetera. Okay, so thank you, listener, for sending that in. Ron, that would be all the old Earth. So maybe we could talk a little bit more about the difference between the old Earth and the new Earth. Ron, are you there?
Yep, I'm here, yeah. I have my mute button on. Yeah, the old Earth is what you're born into. And so you know that very well. You know that things happen positive and negatively to you. And you suffer consequences if you don't do the right thing, we'll say. So basically, it's in duality controlled by aliens, because they created the old Earth and did a copy and paste to change things so that you had timelines to live on. So that's where you don't want to be. Because you've been trying to get out of for your whole lifetime on the planet here, is to get out of the duality of the old Earth, but yet they kept having you in the forced reincarnation loop and coming back lifetime after lifetime, and you thought that you were here because you had to correct or balance the issues of the last lifetime, which you can never do, because just being here, you have issues added on to you. The new Earth doesn't have any of that, and that was created... I think I did that March of last year, I believe. I can't recall the day on it. Maybe on like the 24th or something, but March of last year was when the new Earth was created. That would be a way that you could go into the new Earth or be there as long as you had yourself cleaned out enough. And that's really where your spirit resides. And there are people who now are going from the old Earth to the new Earth, and being able to stay on the new Earth for a longer period of time. So that will be what will be here after ascension. It will be recreated again, but it won't have the anything, any type of resonance or identification of the old earth that you're born into, because that will be probably dematerialized because the aliens can't take it. So you want to clean your body out so it can have some freedom to go to the new earth. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Okay, somebody, thank you so much, Ron. Somebody has a message here from regarding the last show that we did last Wednesday. I was the one who sent the message to Wednesday's BBS show about re-enlisting. When you took us to where the soldiers were fighting, I felt the old familiar activity in my right hand and saw quite a bit of lights flashing while I was looking at the Creation Lightship insignia on my computer screen. It actually felt great to be dealing with the aliens again, I believe because we have been on R&R and are better rested. Still enjoying the R&R, which has allowed me to take on more responsibilities on my job. Thanks, Ron.
That's great, yeah. So, yeah, when you enlist and you're out there doing stuff, you know, it's not a cakewalk. You could have situations of not feeling well, being upset, bruises, et cetera, which typically go away, but it brings up your self-esteem and allows you to maybe be like a different person. So making mild, like a Superman thing, right? Making mild
right. Reporter
turns into Superman, you know? And that's sort of what happens. So, and you might find yourself not taking guff or stuff from people because you're who you are, and you have your team kind of around you, protecting you. I won't say to have a confrontation and, you know, hope that the your team's going to come in and do the battles for you, you know, but you do have a lot more moxie.
Mm-hmm.
They might be a little more arrogant, and you won't take on people's stuff, but they're, you know, you're going to say, you know, I don't, whatever, you know, get off of my cloud, you know. So back to you.
Okay, so someone else wrote in, interestingly, about battles, and they're associating seeing dragon clouds with battles. I've been seeing a lot of dragon clouds here in the Northeast. Very
interesting. Yeah, a lot here, too, yeah. So the dragons are doing a lot of battles. I won't say that they were set free, but boy, they're here. So if you see a cloud with its mouth open and fire coming out of it, and you see humps on other clouds where its body was, there he is, you know, that's the dragon clouds. So it's just very wonderful as they fight the aliens that are invisible to you. To them, they're not. You know, they're only showing up in the cloud because the cloud is forming around them, but they're still invisible to you. But the cloud, you know, is letting you know that they're there, fighting on your behalf to keep you from being abducted and taken to a dark side planet. So back to you.
Okay. Somebody wrote in, I'm enlisted, but I feel something is blocking me from being currently offline and then going back on, you know, I guess they mean back to work.
Yeah, that's between you and your team. I don't interfere with that, whatever's going on there. So.
Okay. So another listener wrote in, and I have not seen this myself, but people like to write into Ron, and sometimes Ron will share movies and things like that that he thinks are good or sort of might teach or, you know, back up something that we're talking about here. So this is an animated movie, actually, called Beowulf, and it's based upon an ancient poem, I believe, is how it goes. And so it's based on, I don't know if that's a true story. I haven't seen it, so I think it's gods and Vikings and stuff like that. Have you ever seen that, Ron?
I only saw maybe 15 minutes of it. But it's supposed to be very, very good. You know, and it just it depicts, I believe, the negative energies here, maybe shapeshifters and things that were here and that were real, and how this gentleman, who I think was the son of Odin, came down as a god energy and got into a physical body somehow, and probably cannot be destroyed, and he's fighting these demonic, we'll call it, these creatures that are, you know, inhabiting the lands. And this is probably more in the Viking aspect, Viking folklore, and it's probably all 100% correct and real. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, here's a quick question that I thought maybe
if you don't... That's what I'll say. Yeah, I went in and he was trapped, you know, in somewhere in the darkness from this female creature that lived in the water. And so I freed him, and all of a sudden I think we got about 10,000 more Vikings who are probably most are online now, who were rescued from the clutches of this person, this other god energy. So, yeah, we got more Vikings here. So that's great to save them, and all their spirits were captured. And they're now with the time-traveling soldiers, and since they are Vikings, they are true 100% Vikings fighting the aliens now. So back to you.
Yes, Ron. It's always so interesting when you share with us about the Vikings, and I know a lot of people have chosen to enlist with them and are working with them. So that's really cool. Okay. So I'll move on to the next email, Ron. When someone who doesn't understand English listens to your show, do they still receive the healings? Thanks a lot.
Yes, they do. Uh-huh.
Okay. So on that note, I was going to ask, could we do a sample, Ron? Can you think of any sample healing that we might need just in case anyone still has some, you know, lingering connections to today's date or solar eclipses, and, you know, is there any way to pull us back from all that?
Yeah, I'll do another clearing like I did at the start with the date, because the date is what's connecting you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. That feels very good. That should go a little deeper to release you from this date.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, here's, I remember this now. I'm going to move on. Earth gridline was affected. There was Manhattanhenge twice this year. It connects to the gridline at sunset, and people are making a gathering out of it. And then they're probably going to get abducted. This happened yesterday and today. I made sure not to be in Manhattan on 23rd, 34th, and 42nd Street, especially on the east side. So you remember what that is, Ron. We've heard about this before.
Yeah, just people who want to experience the abduction process and not knowing that they're going to be abducted. Remember, you don't know where you are when you're not here. So where are you when time has stopped? And the aliens control the timeline, so if the timeline has stopped, then where are you? They can recreate you anywhere. And that's the sad thing, is that people who put on these events don't have a clue of what they're doing. And, you know, you could say, gee, they're harming all these people that are, you know, coming to them to experience this thing. Well, at some point, there's something into their spirit. So, you know, I don't, it's, to me, it's just, you know, they want to experience something that is going to really harm them, but they don't know that. And the mind is going to tell them whatever it needs to do, because that's alien programs. So, you know, I just allow them to have that experience. You know, it's something that, you know, they may lose their spirit over the whole thing. But that's the way it goes. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you. Someone has a question, Ron, about getting protection from soldiers. Hi, Ron. My mother and I are enlisted with the Vikings. At the moment, we are being attacked by demonic entities and spells to harm us and steal from us. My mother was wondering if the Vikings will automatically be protecting her from these attacks, or if she has to regularly ask for assistance.
I don't know how much they can do for you. You know, they will probably help you if there's a life-threatening situation going on. But, you know, you need to get stronger with yourself and find out what's happening to you. You know, so I can't say that they're going to come in and make your life, you know, all better and get rid of these people. If it's life-threatening, they'll probably come in and stop that. Other than that, you know, you need to not look so much towards something outside of yourself to help you. Remember, it's all with you. And it's up to you to stay on the now timeline. And, you know, that's why, you know, I gave people that belief clearing so that you can believe that you can be healed. So that was on the one of those calls that we had. I think it was a Sunday call, I believe. But you need to understand and know that, you know, what you created can very possibly be uncreated by staying in the new earth and not going onto the timelines. So if you have situations happening that's unpleasant, not good for you, that only is telling you that you are not on the new earth. And if you've ever seen the, you know, the workshops that I have, and I make people new, you know, by bringing them, you know, out of all those timelines to make them real, and then their aches and pains leave them and they feel better and they're all smiling, well, that's because they got taken out of darkness and brought back into light of non-judgment. So if you are having things happening to you, that's just strictly a clue to you that you're on timelines. You need to get off of those. And you're on the old earth. You need to shift over to the new earth. And sometimes you can stop what you already have set in motion just by, you know, being on the new earth, doing the mind of heart drop a lot. Maybe your problems could go away because it's only available on the old earth. So if you go into the old earth again, yeah, all that stuff they dump upon you, if you stay on the new earth, it might be okay, and you're going to be peaceful. So it all depends how far along you are in the process of something in duality, whether you can have it completely eliminated or not by being in the present moment. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, wonderful, Ron. Yeah, more new earth. We love hearing about that. Somebody has a question, Ron, about babies. We have a baby and are wondering how to help them protect themselves. We cannot protect them, can we? Can we do the mind to heart drop for them or shrink wrap for them? Wondering what we can do to most help our baby navigate the world and have as much of their spirit energy stay with them as possible.
Yeah, that's good. I do those two things. And you want to do the natal, you know, barcode to get rid of that stuff that the baby inherited from, you know, the parents. So what I would do is look at your issues that you have had throughout your life and put that into the natal chart for the baby to get it kind of deactivated. Okay, you don't want that your stuff that, you know, you think about something from the past and you know, uh-oh, I transfer that to my child. Well, this is your chance to do a clearing to, you know, help release it. So the natal barcode is probably what you'd want to go to and put that issue in to get rid of it. Back to you.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Just to be clear, they seem to say they didn't think they could do those things. So I would say most definitely do it. I command my baby's spirit be in their body. I command all my baby's thoughts drop into their heart center. I command their energy be shrink-wrapped, right? I think that's really
yep,
good.
Yep, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep, that's correct.
So you have a couple of healings, Ron, that you do privately over the phone, one-on-one, the facial healing, the centuries healing, and the master 4-in-1. And people are asking, do you have time coming up or any guidelines as to when they might contact you to do that?
I would say probably about a month away.
Okay, great. Great, so maybe that person can, you know, write in again, and we will see, you know, check in with Ron again.
Yes.
Okay, let me keep going here. Are there water planets in the multiverse similar to Earth? To Earth?
Well, anything you can think of would be there, and, you know, more so. So, remember, your thoughts that you're looking at is what the darkness has given you, and they probably have replicated whatever you're thinking about, you know, with parallel lives, and more than likely they just did a copy and paste much before you were born having these thoughts now, and they did a copy and paste on planets that the light already has. So, yeah, whatever you're thinking about is probably already created with the light energies. And because you're thinking about something or wondering, it's because it's probably already created in the darkness. And, of course, it would be also in the light. But, you know, they don't have a lot of horsepower and able to reestablish the light codes in a planet. Like the old Earth, you know, doesn't have the proper light codes. There are light codes there, but it's not like a brand new creation of light, which would be 100% light. So a lot of it would be fabrications and holographic realities. And they can take you out of being on the old Earth and do a hologram of you, and you think you're still there having an experience, and you're actually strictly in a holographic, like, projection and living life that way. So back to you.
Okay. So I just want to say again that tomorrow's call, that's at 1 p.m., you're going to be removing hydraulics and hoses and working on our skin. So a person wrote in some suggestions, as Ron does welcome this. If you have any ideas for something you'd like him to really focus on for one of his special calls like he's doing tomorrow, you know, please do send your ideas in. So it's interesting what this person asked for. Well, they have a general suggestion. They'd like you to do shadow body, sludge, body slime, and, you know, slime and web coat. But then for in tomorrow they say hydraulics, but they add, and I don't know if you've ever talked about this before, artificial intelligence, robotics, and poisons. But then they say hydraulics, which you're already planning to do. So will you be also helping us get rid of some robotics, some poisons, and maybe artificial intelligence tomorrow, or is it all artificial intelligence?
Well, it typically all would be but I'm not focusing on that area. That's a completely different frequency. I'm just doing, hydraulic hoses and apparatuses attached to your body. For the IA energies probably around you, it's completely different, and it's much more difficult to remove.
Okay, so is that, that's very interesting.
I don't have any plans right now to work on people's AI bodies. I know about them, but I'm not going to go that far, probably this year with that. Maybe next year I might.
Okay.
There's so much out there. All I want to do is try to get you more healthy and get the stuff that is causing problems with you. But, yeah, you do probably have overlays of those on you. And it's possible that the overlays are learning your habits, personality, mannerisms, and then you might actually be in that machine, whatever, with consciousness there on other parallel lifetimes, looking like yourself, but you're actually like a robot. But yeah, I'm not going to go into that at all. The hydraulic hoses and apparatuses and fiber optics is enough for people to even wrap their head around.
All right. Okay. I understand. I know, accomplish so much tomorrow, and then we'll perhaps bring that up with you again next year. It's a whole new thing. Well, at least we've had a lot of brain clearings recently, and we've had a lot of our spirit brought back to us from having been stolen. And I wonder if anyone is noticing how they're feeling. That would be great to hear from some people for tomorrow night's show, about how they're feeling from that spirit in the box or spirit retrieval call that Ron did in July, because I know for me it was very powerful, and Ron would love to hear from people how they're feeling about that. Seems like a long time ago already, but it really wasn't. So someone has a question about the belief clearing. And yes, Ron gave it to people for free who were registered for the Sunday call of June, actually the Sunday calls, and they were invited to use the healing for 5 weeks. So we're 2 weeks into that already. But if you have the special healing, it's called, they're asking which healing it is, it's the special healing, which is Ron created to be a physical healing. It's a whole life healing, and to help you with something you're diagnosed with that you need help with on the physical level. So he made an exception with this gift that we can use that and clear beliefs on it. So if you do own that or are about to buy it, you are also welcome, I believe is how you put it, Ron, to clear your belief system on the special clearing. Is that right? Is that offer still good?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. Thanks for that. That'll help other people as well. So thank you for sending that in, listener. Okay, let's see. Ron, can we? What else could we do a sample healing of? Would you like to do another sample?
Yeah, I'll do one for maybe heart energy. People have like heartburn, stomach issues. Maybe their chest is too tight. So I'll work with that here. The muscles on your front side, we'll say, abdominal area. Up to your shoulders, and we'll just see if we can loosen some muscles up. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. you want to take a deep breath and exhale here a few times during this year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Okay, see how that's doing for you. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Let's see. Got kind of a long one here. I'm trying to... Okay, so, somebody wrote in, Ron, about two prominent people in politics in the world, one being royalty and one being elected, that they heard on a different BBS radio show that those people have been clones for years. And they thought, well, it's interesting because you say that there are so many clones here, but do you find that to be true?
I won't comment on that.
Okay. So I think you may have mentioned something about mantras tonight, and someone's asking, what are the mantras connecting to, and are they all bad?
I never said the word mantras, but mantras in general, you're chanting something. I would imagine, and you're using mind energy to connect to something. So the first thing is, are you going outside of yourself and connecting to something that is of darkness, that is from the light of the darkness? So are all mantras bad? Well, it depends if you're connecting to something. The whole thing is, like I said about my book that I have, which is just one page, you know, might have a cover and back to it, but the one page would be go within. That's all that you need. Do the mind to heart drop. And, you know, anything else that you're chanting or bringing in thought energy, mind energy to you is going to have emotions to it. And the emotions are what the aliens thrive on. So I don't think you want to go down the rat hole any further. Just stop doing them. So back to you.
Okay, and here's a question.
Even if you think a mantra, you're still in darkness because you're using mind energy, which the aliens gave you. There's no thought in source energy. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Right. Okay. Can the alien attack page clearing remove pins?
You could request that and see what happens. I don't know how much horsepower is there to do that. That's why we do that on calls. But it's possible. You could try that. That's all I can say. If it's a simple pin to get out, it might work, but it all depends. You know, I would say it would get rid of pins that are not being activated right now. So if you have a dormant pin in you, I would think that page could do that. But the aliens are connected to the pin to pull energy off of you. Then I don't believe that healing is going to work for it. The ones that they don't know about or aren't using, that clearing could probably get rid of that.
Right, right. Okay, let me read this email. Hi, Ron and CLS crew. I had a difficult time getting heart-centered today. I kept feeling distracted and had to do the mind-to-heart drop numerous times. I felt like I just couldn't focus on anything, even simple tasks. This morning, I started the day off by getting stung with a bee. I'm attributing it to the date today, but just wondering if anything else paranormal is going on. Thanks. So we kind of already discussed
yeah, boy.
Today.
I'm not too aware of stuff going on. So
right.
I'm on a new earth, and that doesn't relate to me. But... let's see here. if you have a spouse, you know, or somebody else that you're connected to, maybe they're going through stuff and you're taking it on, or you're being harmed by what they're going through. So it's that energetic cording again. And that's why I would say that, I would probably say that 80% of the people that are with me are single. Okay. Maybe they had relationships and, you know, they just don't want to have any more stuff from another person, you know, connecting that to them, because they're cleaning themselves out, you know, with the intent to get out of here. Where when you have a relationship, you have your stuff and someone else's stuff, and they can also, you know, about heterodyning, you can get more energies from two different frequencies. So you may have more things going on than what meets the eye. So that's why most people that I see, once they start doing clearings and stuff, they really may not want to have a relationship unless the other person is allowing them to be who they are and they've had enough clearings to where they can hold their own ground and feel secure. So, back to you.
Okay. I was wondering, Ron, since the person mentioned a bee sting, might we have a sample of the bites and stings clearing?
Yeah.
Great.
And that came in today, the person's listening with the bee sting?
Yes, yes, it did. I'm sorry. It did come in today.
Okay, here we go. And working on that. And if anyone else has some type of sting or bite, even from the past, a long time ago, I'll work on that too. Here we go. I'm going to take out the poison right now from that particular sting here. There we go. Taking out the DNA, if there is anything like that, from the bee. Taking that away. Taking away entities now that have been stung, probably stung to death with bee stings attached to your location there. Okay. And I'll count to 10 to release more energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. See if that's helped you. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron, for doing that. I'm sure everyone's had some kind of sting. Oh, and that's a healing on the website. Which is really helpful for the summertime, and it will clear not only when something happens to you like it did that listener, but you might have experienced bites and stings from your childhood that might still haunt you in some way, or, you know, you have some memory of it. So just, it's a really good healing to get. I always like to talk about that in the summertime. Okay. Moving on, we have two different questions about ascension, Ron. Since Ron has experienced ascension, does he have a knowingness of some of the possible signs it's getting close? I know he does not know when, no one does, yet having gone through ascension, maybe Ron can share with us what it was like. Thank you for your kindness and truth, Ron.
Coming back here was difficult. I can tell you that. Going away was no problem. But coming back, I probably wouldn't wish on anybody. So aside from that, yeah, when it's going to be, I have no clue. I, you know, wish it would be, you know, in 2 seconds from now. That would be nice. but you won't have any memory of the earth and what you have went through and all your dramas and traumas for all of your incarnations, because that doesn't exist in light. So you have a complete, you know, freed up spirit after it goes through quarantine, getting decontaminated, and along with your physical body, whatever parts have been cleared out through the clearings that you've had. So whatever can be regained in light is what will go back for the ascension process. But yeah, when it is, I don't know how you're going to feel afterwards. You know, you won't have feelings because you're in the now. And the people out here listening now who do the mind of heart drop a lot know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, you're an observer, and you can do what you want to do, but you're still observing life here. And that's the way it would be, in a sense, in the planet of light. And you select your particular life form, and how long it's going to live. You're doing that whenever you're in that life form. And if you want to do something else, then you just dematerialize it and go somewhere else and do something. So that's about the only thing I can say about it. And I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay, and they have one other question. Is this the last time we will be offered ascension?
I would say probably 99% yes. This is the last time.
Okay.
Either you leave now or you're in darkness for eternity. You know, the parts that we can save will be out of here. But, you know, that's your job to clean yourself out. You know, the light will still look for light particles, but it doesn't know darkness. And if you're way in the beyondo and you're stuck in the box, like we take, you know, your spirit out of the box clearings, if you're hidden someplace and, you know, you're not able to be found, then you're going to be like a battery for the darkness. And, you know, hopefully that doesn't happen. And that's why you're listening to our show here, to help clean yourself out. It's up to you to do this. You've been here a long, long time, and this is the final chance that you have to get out of here. So, you know, I guess I could say, did you buy the bus ticket yet? You know, are you ready to go? You know, did you at least do the spirit barcode? Get your spirit out of here. You know, but don't forget your poor body. This is what you're living in. This is your vehicle here. And I'm sure you don't want your body to suffer. People sometimes don't realize their body, but yet they'll have compassion for an animal, but they forget about themselves, you know. So anyway, just think of all of your ancestors' thoughts that are in you and how many lives they lived, but you are living now, and you could be on those parallel lives living those experiences. So that's why you want to get off of them. It does sound kind of daunting, but you have a choice. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Well, it's ready. It's pretty much time to say goodnight already. I just want to remind everyone you still have the opportunity to go on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and pay the $20 to register for a live healing call tomorrow. Really hope as many people as possible can join that call, and I know you'll be delighted with the results and how great you're going to feel afterwards. And we would love to have, as always, Ron, the mind heart drop.
Okay, so here we go. This you need to say out loud only because you need to communicate to every cell of your body, and that's why you say it out loud so your spirit can hear you. So the first thing is you say, I now command my spirit. The next part is to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. And to facilitate all of this here, you need to put some energy out for your spirit to do the work, in a sense. And by counting, you're doing that. So here we go. Counting from 10 to 1 backwards three times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, blessings. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And by all means, thank all you listeners. We'll see everybody. Have a wonderful evening.